Hey guys, this is Henry here with the Archery World Podcast. I'm here with Nick, the general manager of all of our locations. We're here to talk about the lead times in the industry and kind of the lead times in local shops as well, you know, as our shops and things like that. How's it going today, Nick?
Good. How are you doing, Henry?
Not too bad. So let's kind of go into what, you know, as far as lead times, as far as ordering new bows. I know we're kind of how backed up it is in the shop, especially when particular
colors and stuff, which
I don't blame them. You know, money.
You know, like new bow orders for the different manufacturers as of like today.
Yeah, so it's been rough. You know, obviously, all these manufacturers right now are just struggling with just getting raw materials. They're also, I know, struggling pretty heavily with just not being able to get staff to be able to build these bows and whatnot, and or build products in general. So, you know, I try to stay on top of, you know, lead time, so that way I communicate with all of our store managers as far as, you know, here's what's the pipeline is for, you know, each company. That way they know to, you know, let customers that are coming in looking for color specific product to, you know, not be shell shocked when we give them the unfortunate news that they may not get it for hunting season this year if they choose to go that route. You know, for example, Bowtech is in a pretty bad spot as far as, you know, we've heard, I've heard right around 12 to 16 weeks on, you know, aluminum bows. Some of their other bows are, you know, a little more available. It just depends, but their flagships are, you know, right around that time frame. Matthews is, I think, in a similar time frame for colors and whatnot. Hoyt's at about 16 weeks from what I was last told on, you know, most bows from them, with more of their price point bows being even worse than that sort of thing. Same sort of lead times, about 12 weeks is kind of last I was quoted. PSE is in the little bit less than that, right around like from what I talked to them today, they said about 6 to 8 weeks on some bows. Others are a little worse. Colors, you know, they quoted Kuyu is in like a pretty hard shortage for the finish that they just can't get. So lead is right around 4 to 5 weeks is what they told me today when I talked to them to place an order. So that kind of, you know, covers just the bow manufacturers that you know, I'm directly familiar with and that I'm communicating with. The arrow manufacturers are in a bad spot too. Carbon's just super hard to come by.
Right. Yeah, we've been kind of noticing that, you know, ordering some Easton stuff and Victory things. You know, just having to tell customers that we're anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks backed up on some of these arrows as well. And it's kind of a tough time because people are expecting to have these arrows and bows and things like that before hunting season. And, you know, fact of the matter is, like you said, you know, they just might not be able to get exactly what they want before hunting season. And it might just be one of those years that, you know, if you see it on the wall, you might just because you don't know if or when the next one's going to be kind of available.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. I mean, this is a year to, for the consumers that are shopping early, they're ahead of the curve as far as getting product while we can get it. It's, you know, last year was rough. This year's even worse. It seems like the economy is just in a weird spot with just not being able to get the raw materials or whatnot. And whether it's some products that are produced overseas that are stuck in either customs or what the case may be, but it's just it's a real bad spot. We've got some products that, you know, we've had on order since the fall that are still, you know, slowly trickling in as far as that sort of thing. You know, one manufacturer I placed an order with, I ordered it in October and it showed up just about a month and a half ago. And that's pretty crazy for what it is.
Right. You know, rests and sights are kind of in the same thing too. I mean, we sell a lot of Hamsky rests, and those have kind of been in that 6 to 8. Maybe they're a little bit farther back behind now, time frame. And then same with like Black Gold and Spot Hog sights. I mean, we sell a lot of both of those sights. And what, you know, last time I talked to Black Gold, they were 14 weeks backed up. I don't know if they're still at 14, or, you know, what are they looking at last time you talked to them?
Yeah, last time I talked to them, they were seeing a little bit of there wasn't the influx of crazy stock orders or orders in general, to the point where they were hoping that it was going to allow them to not have to just keep getting further and further behind, that they were hoping to kind of plateau to keep just the demand they've got. But I know that, yeah, they're like at a 14 to 16 week lead time on like orders. It doesn't matter whether it's stock or not. You know, there used to be a company that would have some custom sites that consumers would back out on, that, you know, you could call and get a, you know, one that was built for somebody's preference that they don't have. They don't even have that anymore. I mean, almost all these companies are in the same predicament where there used to be like kind of small little tiny reserves. That's all gone. I mean, any dealer that was looking for that sort of thing, you know, took advantage of getting it ahead of time.
Right. I mean, like, one of the unfortunate things is, you know, the Spot Hog triple stack. I mean, we've had a lot of interest in everything between all the shops and that, and we've yet to receive one yet. And, you know, people are kind of waiting around for that site, and it might be a realistic thing that they might not have it before hunting season this year.
It's heading in that direction. I got a last email update about 2 weeks ago that we were supposed to potentially start seeing them this past week into this week. And I haven't seen an email from them on that sort of thing. So, you know, as much as I want to say that hold out for that particular site, I would suggest to somebody that's thinking about it, this may not be the time to do it. I had a gentleman in here earlier today that has one on order, and he's still hopeful for it, but I told him, I said, you might want to come up with a backup plan as well, just to be on the safe side, so that way you don't keep waiting and in hopes as far as that. But right. And Spot Hog, it's just, it's new tooling, it's staffing, and it's just raw material. So same thing everybody's going through, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. And for those guys that are kind of looking at that triple stack pin, you can order a standard 3-pin sight, and later on buy the housing, and it will just swap right on. You still will have to kind of sight in a little bit left and right, and your verticals, obviously, but you should be able to just swap that housing straight on to the actual sight itself without having to purchase any additional accessories. If you're running the single pin or the dual pin that they came out with a couple of years ago, you will have to purchase additional accessories to mount that new 3-pin housing on. So
yeah, that's correct. And shops like us, we make sure that when we order additional accessories like that, or order the heads in general, that we make sure we have all the accessories for consumers that don't have the all of that, so that it's a come in and buy it is basically, you know, the couple pieces that are needed and off you go as far as that.
Right. And just for people, it's the third axis block. You have to purchase an additional third axis block that changes it from a barrel to the hard mount, right? And then it allows you to put on a standard 3-pin or that new triple stack.
Correct. Yeah, it's what they call their third axis block, and it's got like the four vertical holes in it, and that's the one that's needed as far as that.
Yep. So, and then as far as everything else, I mean, so we've kind of gone over arrows, they're backed up, sights, pretty much all accessories. You know, tight spot quivers, they're kind of in that same debacle. They're sitting at that 12 to 14 weeks, again, kind of pending color and things like that. If your local shop has a tight spot and you're looking at one for this coming season, you might just buy what's on the shelf, because odds are, you know, unless they've got a big stock coming in, you might be pretty limited. I know we've had big stock orders on and they trickle in, but, you know, we don't receive our full order each shipment. And it's not even just pertaining to tight spots. It's everything, right? I mean, we've had huge orders of Hamskis come in and they just trickle in. ripcords, QADs, all that stuff. So, I mean, everything's just kind of trickling in. As they get it built, they're just shipping it instead of waiting until the big order. And it's kind of first come, first serve. We don't necessarily know when or what's coming in because they're shipping us just random stuff that we have on order throughout the year. So it's kind of hard, you know, with ETAs this year because, you know, I've called multiple manufacturers, gotten ETAs, and then some of the stuff's gone well beyond the ETAs that I've been told, right? I remember I ordered a bow. I got a 4 to 6 week ETA. We called it 4 weeks and it was going to be another 6 weeks on top of the 4 weeks that they already had originally told me, you know? And it's, so this year's kind of one of those goofy years that ETAs are pretty much non-existent. It's just get it on order, be patient with your shop and they'll get it to you as soon as they possibly can type of deal.
Yeah. And it's not from a lack of effort from any of these manufacturers. I mean, they're doing their best they can. It just comes down to the whole state of the country and even the world for that matter, as far as just raw materials go. You know, some manufacturers will get kind of caught up on certain things. I know Prime, for example, got caught up on more of their aluminum stuff, but then there was a shortage of string material. So they were in a bad spot on, they just couldn't get string. So they had, you know, partial bows sitting around. Well, you obviously need strings to hold that thing together. So it's just, they run into one little bottleneck after another. And Bowtech's similar with that same sort of thing where they'll get some forgings for risers and cams. They'll get that going. And then they're waiting on strings to come in from, you know, one of the contracted manufacturers that are making the strings for them. And it's just a, who can get it to them the fastest and whatnot. So it's unprecedented, you know, what we're seeing right now. And it's great the industry is up in that regard, but it's bad that it's just caused this crazy backlog where, you know, when they tell me an ETA, I hold it with a grain of salt right now. You know, we try to hold them to it, but it's a lot of it's just out of their control. It's raw materials is the biggest thing. You know, I think the only manufacturer that I've talked to that's probably sitting decent on raw materials is Matthews. How they did it, I have no idea, but they've got enough forgings for risers and stuff like that and aluminum from what somebody had told me for a couple of years. So they're one of the few companies that were well ahead of the curve, I guess. Still doesn't help they're just ETAs on just build time, but they've got at least raw materials continuously kind of coming in. So,
well, yeah. And everybody's kind of in a different predicament now with kind of COVID and everything too, is a lot of places are struggling to fill shifts, right? I mean, most bow manufacturers will hold, you know, like when I worked at Bowtech, there was two, sometimes three shifts that would go on. Right. And now I know a lot of these manufacturers are struggling to fill the entire shift lines. And so they're still running probably three shifts, but they're only got two shifts or one and a half shifts worth of actual employees working. And so it makes it really tough and trying to make sure that everybody's getting caught up and stuff when you just can't get employees and then you can't get the materials and then everything's just not lining up right now for the archery industry as far as what's going on and where products are and things like that.
Yeah, that's correct. We're seeing a little bit from, you know, certain vendors where they're doing a mid-year price adjustments just due to the fact they're having to pay incentive employees to just even work, which is unfortunate that it's the economy's gotten to that point where in order to keep the good employees or whatnot, that they have to pay them well above because they can, you know, sit at home and collect an unemployment check, which unfortunately just is a bummer that it's gotten to that point.
So speaking of these mid-year price increases, let's talk about the couple of brands that did that. So the one that I know of, Hoyt, had an obvious price increase this year. We just got a letter last week with everything, and I believe they've updated the pricing on their website. Each one of the bows went up $50. Is that correct, or was it a little bit more than that?
Yeah, I believe it was $50 is what they were seeing on aluminum products. I could be incorrect on that one. I want to say that that is right around $50 is what they saw as kind of a price increase on there, $50 to $100.
Did carbon go up or did that stay the same?
Carbon stayed the same. They didn't do anything on that. Now, that's not to say that, you know, who knows what's going to happen down the road when we head into 22's model year. There's a very good possibility just because of wage increases that carbon's going to go up as well. So it's very interesting, you know, and we're seeing Hoyt was one of the first ones that we've just recently, I know, Diamond, Bowtech, Excalibur, and even Black Gold are all unfortunately seeing some pricing increases on their end.
We got a letter from those guys saying that they were all going up. So, you know, if you got price quotes at the beginning of the year to just last couple weeks, you may be off a little bit on your price quote and you may want to refer to your shop again, just because with these mid-year price increases, you know, they give us a letter and they shift the maps and MSRPs and we have to abide by that. All the shops have to abide by MAP pricing and we have no choice but to reflect that over to the customers. And, you know, it's not necessarily by our choice, but it is what an unfortunate thing with everything that's going on this year. And like I said, Hoyt's one of them that increased. Bowtech, Diamond, Excalibur, they have all increased. And then Black Gold. So if you've gotten a price quote on a Black Gold site recently, it may have increased a little bit since then.
That's correct. And it's not, you know, a crazy amount for certain ones of these companies, but it's like I said, it comes down to just the staff pricing increase. And then the aluminum pricing is through the roof. I mean, look at some of the pricing that you hear on the news about just wood in general and how that's just went astronomically out of control in pricing. So it's just state of the world we're living in, unfortunately, at the moment.
Right. Well, yeah. And then as far as shop work and things like that, you know, we'll kind of go over where we're sitting at as a company as Archery World and what you might see across the country right now. You know, we've got four locations. We've been lucky enough to be able to have that and kind of move on from there with our shop work. I know some of our shops kind of fluctuate a little bit more. You know, our shop up in Lacey, they're kind of up there by themselves because they are a little bit farther from the rest of the locations. But they're you know, I would say overall they're probably sitting about 2 to 3 days on bow work, you know, just generic bow work, tune-ups, things like that. Now, the unfortunate side is like strings. We're sitting at three and a half, almost 4 weeks backed up on strings. So if you're looking to get new strings before hunting season, make sure you get them ordered now or you will not get them before hunting season.
That's correct.
You know, you're going to want to get all your strings done in the month of July, because if not, there is a chance once August hits, you will not get it before September 1st. So we're kind of sitting there, but as far as generic work, tune-ups, things like that, we're sitting in Lacey, probably 2 to 3 days backed up. Same with Fletching Arrows. Battleground location, we're 1 to 2 days. Vancouver location is probably going to be sitting closer to that 2 to 3 days once the busy season rolls around. And then probably the same for Troutdale. Wouldn't you say, Nick?
Yeah, that's correct. It kind of fluctuates, you know, as far as that sort of thing goes. It depends on, you know, the work that's required as far as that. But yeah, I'd say we're right around that time frame, you know, for company wide. You know, one of the things that we tried to do this year ahead of the busy season was like on our string vendor gas bow strings. We have a bunch of strings in stock that are pre-built in their standardized colors. So if you've got a bow that you're looking to do new strings on, you can come into any of our shops and we'll look and see if we have that set that's pre-built on the wall. And then obviously we don't have to order. If you're doing custom colors, we're not going to have that sort of thing. That's going to be the standard kind of lead time. And then we'll always do our best to, you know, get it here faster. Some of these companies do offer expediting shipping and whatnot. Now, last year was a joke with that sort of thing, just because of the Postal Service, but this year I think they're sitting a little bit better as far as, you know, we're not seeing the shipping issues that we'd seen last year, thankfully.
Right. Now, the thing is like you said, it's expedite shipping. It doesn't mean it's expedited work. So that's it's still within their 3-week time frame, but instead of waiting a half a week for shipping time, you're getting it 3 weeks instead of 3.5 to 4 weeks. So it does not really change the build time of the strings, because once the company's backed up, they're backed up, right?
That's correct.
So, you know, no matter who we go with as far as a vendor, we're just sitting at 3 to 3.5 weeks as far as physical build time. The other 3.5 to 4 weeks is with shipping included and the actual bow work and turnaround time. So just keep that in mind when you're purchasing a new set of strings.
Yep. And I'd say that anybody that comes in, you know, in the next couple of weeks, that even if their string set is, you know, definitely aged, getting them on order is better than not. You know, and accidents happen, unfortunately. We all know it. It'd be better the string sets pay for and hang it on the wall at the preferred shop than it would be to get in a situation where you go out and you accidentally, you know, run a broadhead through a couple strands and you're in a bad, because if you come in and, you know, the first week of opening season, like in Oregon, late the end of August, and you accidentally did that sort of thing or dry fire or anything like that, your season might be toast unless you can find somebody that's got a set on the wall. So even if you're not sure that you're going to be able to get them put on this year, just get them ordered, get them sitting on the wall. That's your best bet to make sure that you're going to have a backup set available to you if push comes to shove.
Right. And just to give people an idea, the strings that we do have on the wall, I would say most of it's going to be the most current. I mean, within the last 5 years, we're going to have most of the most current bows within the last 5 years. Past that, it's kind of hard to order strings. Now, some of the Hoyts are a little trickier because they do have multiple cam sizes. So we don't have quite the big selection on Hoyt, just because sizes and variables. And then there's been cam revisions and things of that nature with Hoyt. But I know we're pretty good on Matthews. We're pretty good on PSC. We're pretty good on Prime, right? And some of those other bows, Hoyt's just kind of the tricky one for us, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Hoyt is definitely a little bit harder. You know, we do have some strings for the more popular bows, whatnot. You know, we always basically lead towards the string manufacturer to run, you know, reports as far as what they're seeing us ordering the most, and then kind of on the cycle of, you know, what that should be. So there's some strings in there for bows that heading into this season would be at that 2 to 3 year life or replacement cycle on strings. So we try to have some of those covered to have on the wall. You know, Bowtex, we got a pretty healthy supply of some of those, because thankfully a lot of those don't fluctuate on those. But yeah, Hoyt is definitely a little bit more difficult to stock strings for, just because of there's variations in the base cams and whatnot on there.
Right. One bow that I do know that is an older one that we do have in stock, I would say, would be like a Matthews Switchback. I know we got Switchback strings and thing, you know, but other than that, for most of those older bows, we will probably most likely have to order it in. And you'll be sitting right around that 3.5 week lead time area. So,
right. Yep. And that's totally, you know, something in that situation. So, and you don't have to leave your bow with us that entire time frame. If you pay for them, whatnot sort of thing, you can keep your bow. And even if you decide you just don't want to have them put on, like I said, if they're sitting on the shelf, you're in a better spot than not if something does happen. So it's never a bad idea to just get ahead of that sort of thing and have the peace of mind that they're at least going to come in and go from there.
Correct. It kind of what we've been recommending in the shop here, and I think it's kind of a blanket across all the shops, is just get them ordered, keep your bow for the 2 weeks, and then once that kind of that second week, the end of that second week rolls around, going ahead and drop your bow off in the shop, because it does kind of quicken up the lead time, because now we're not waiting on you to drop the bow off. Now we're working at it. As soon as that string gets dropped off, we can typically turn them around within 24 hours once those strings have arrived, where when you drop it off, it might end up slowing the process down a little bit and making it closer to that 36 hours or 48 hours type of deal. So if you do order a set of strings and you decide to keep your bow, hold on to it for 2 weeks, but try to drop it in before that third week pops up, just in case we get those strings a little early.
Right. And, you know, we only see some of these consumers, you know, this one time of the year, and we understand that, you know, pressure's on. So we're doing our best to make sure that we're checking things over, taking our time. You know, we don't like to rush that sort of thing, because when we rush, that's when errors can occur. And that's the last thing we want, to get into a spot where something happens. So I would say, you know, always have patience with the shops. This is the busiest time of the year, you know. For West Coast shops, where the archery season starts a little bit different than, you know, your East Coast, the East Coast is in their slow kind of just beginning to ramp up. But right as our season starts, that's when the full blown craziness in the East to the Midwest. So, you know, sometimes what we see is, as far as like string vendors right now being at, you know, three and a half weeks, if they are able to keep with that same ETA through August, it might go to four and a half weeks as they head into September, just because the other part of the country is now in full blown panic mode as far as getting that sort of thing. So thankfully we have that, but consumers that are shopping early or ahead of time doing the servicing in the off season, they definitely are sitting in a better spot for sure. Right. than somebody that's, I get it, waiting until draw results come out. I totally understand that, to, you know, wait to do that sort of thing. But this is just an unprecedented year where if you're waiting, or you were waiting for draw results, you know, if you're already thinking you're going to potentially draw that tag or whatever the case may be, I would suggest just get it, get whatever servicing or parts, whatever the case may be, get it taken care of as soon as possible. That way you're not in a spot where if you're coming in last minute for, you know, broadheads or arrows or whatever the case may be, that, you know, your shop of choice or us for that matter are in a bad spot. You know, we're going to have certain products for sure available. I know that my tasks are always to make sure that all of our shops are sitting as stocked as they can be on certain products. So I try to make sure that I'm programming orders, you know, in the fall to winter time frame for the forecasting for the previous year based off of reports and whatnot. So, right. You know, one of the things that we did this year to make sure that we were sitting better was get our elk calls, you know, get those trick versus getting insanely massive orders of those. So, you know, we got our elk calls in smaller quantities, and it's building up stock on the wall, but we know that that stuff will be really, really quick to start going. But we're hopefully sitting in a spot where we're going to be able to sell through what we have, but not be out of stock on that sort of thing.
Right. We are, all of our shops right now are sitting really good with Phelps game calls and the Rocky Mountain game calls. So if you're looking for either one of those, you know, you can make a trip in and make, you know, we'll have them in stock. If it's a high quantity product, like one that I would call ahead of time, if you're looking specifically for, would be like the Phelps Maverick. That's one that typically flies off the shelf as soon as we get it. Broadheads, we're sitting pretty good on broadheads, but another one that if you shoot and you're kind of wondering if we have it and you want to call ahead of time is going to be probably the Kudu points, right? Those are kind of the two big products that we sell a lot of, that we order a crap load of, but we can never seem to have enough in stock, right?
That's correct. And thankfully, you know, a company like Kudu, I know I spoke to them not that long ago. They're sitting decent on inventory on that sort of thing. Thankfully, with them mainly only having, you know, a certain number of SKUs, they're not in a bad spot. So they try to forecast well ahead of time that they can fulfill orders fairly quickly. But still, even then, it's, you know, we don't want to be caught with nothing on hand, but we want to make sure that we're keeping a steady flow of kind of product on hand for that purpose.
Right. But yeah, other than that, you know, that's kind of an update where we're at and where everybody else is at, you know, product wise and things like that. You know, if you got any questions, you're always more than welcome to call any of the shops. Got questions about the services that we provide or anything like that. Just give one of the local shops a call. We've got four great locations: Troutdale, Oregon; Vancouver, Washington; Battleground, Washington; and Lacey, Washington. So we do have kind of good locations in the Southwest, Washington, Northwest, Portland area, leading on up into Lacey, Washington, which is just south of Seattle, Tacoma area. Again, be patient with your local shop. This time of the year is the busy season for us Western states. One thing to remember, and part of the reason why lead times are the way they are, you got to remember the Western United States is the smallest section of bow hunters per capita. You look at states like Michigan and Pennsylvania, they have more archers and bow hunters than the entire Western United States just in one of those two states. So that's part of the reason why lead times are the way that they are, and they will continue to be the way that they are moving forward with things the way that they are. But yeah, just be patient with your local shop, because they're not trying to elongate you any longer than they have to. They're just doing their job and trying to provide a service that they can, the best of their abilities, to everybody that they can. But yeah, well, thanks, Nick. I think that kind of covers where we're at with lead times and everything, and kind of where we're at with the shops and the manufacturers and things of that nature. Again, kind of a recap. It's just one of those years that if you're looking at purchasing a new bow or new accessories or things like that, you might just have to purchase what's on the shelf of your local bow shop versus kind of ordering something, unless you're not in a hurry. If you're not in a hurry, go on ahead and order it. If you're in a hurry, just pick what's available, because you might not be able to find what you're looking for.
Yep, I would agree with that.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Nick. And thanks for listening, guys. You can catch us at archeryworld.net or Archery World Pro Shop Instagram. If you got any questions, concerns, or you want to hear something special, please shoot us a message. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We'll see you guys.